How much do you know about Greenland, the island nation situated between the North Atlantic and Arctic Oceans? Who lives there? What's their daily life like? How is climate change evident there? Dennis Defebaugh, professor at RIT's School of Photographic Arts and Sciences, spent a year in Greenland exploring these questions and more. His project is beautifully captured in a book published by RIT Press called North by Nuuk, Greenland After Rockwell Kent.
I probably would have never thought about going to Greenland if it wasn't for Rockwell Kent.
Kent was a painter, illustrator, photographer, and voyager. He spent several years in Greenland in the 1930s. Defebaugh's journey and book, published nearly 90 years later, is a comparative study between the Greenland and its residents during Kent's time and the Greenland and Greenlanders of today. How many people live in Greenland?
About 70,000.
Wow. I would have expected far fewer than that.
Well, Greenland's the largest island in the world.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of space there and not a lot of people.
I think of the climate, and I think the pictures beautifully captured by you in your book demonstrate this, that climate can be very brutal. Is it comparable to, say, Alaska?
It's comparable to Rochester.
Really?
There are times in Rochester I was walking out into the parking lot at RIT thinking, it feels as cold here as it did in Greenland. It is cold, but I dress a lot warmer in Greenland. I think probably the coldest I experienced in Greenland was maybe 15, 20 below.
There was this Rockwell Kent quote describing Greenlanders. He said, their personal lives are free and unrestrained. They are very polite and happy. Their social life is a riot. Is it?
Well, I think that's mellowed out a little since he wrote that.
A native Greenlander guide and translator worked with Defebaugh so he could earn people's trust and blend into their society to take pictures.
One of the first places we went to was Islorsuit, and Islorsuit is about 250 miles north of the Arctic Circle. It's on an island. There's only 70 people that live there. There's no running water. So slowly but surely, you know, he would introduce me to people. But there were times when I was just walking around photographing, and you know, you could tell people would look at me like, what in the hell are you doing here? but they didn't, you know, it wasn't like a bad look or anything, just curiosity. And after a while, they just got used to me, I guess. You know, I was always there. I was always with a camera. I was always out photographing.
I get the feeling that Greenland, the place, left more of an enduring impression on Defebaugh than the people. He was stunned by the vast beauty.
There was a friend of mine in Uummannaq. We would get together in the evening and, you know, have dinner or whatever, and I might leave their house at like midnight or so. And for me to take this road, it would be like twice as long to get to my house. And I would just cut straight across the mountainside. And so it's like 12 or 1 in the morning, middle of winter. There could be polar bears, but I don't think so. It would be rare, but it was so beautiful. Just, I loved walking. You know, you're walking by yourself. It's a beautiful night usually, and you could see everything. It's just very overpowering, and it's so broad. It's like most of it you see, but you can never get to it because it's so far away.
Defebaugh worries about the potential impacts of climate change in Greenland. After he left in July 2017, the thawing permafrost caused a massive landslide, triggering a tsunami.
They evacuated everyone from Islorsuit, and they're not allowed to live there anymore because they say it's going to happen again.
I'm assuming climate change, then, is very much on the minds of Greenlanders.
It is, but you would be surprised. They deal with life every day. And, you know, if climate change is happening, they just deal with it and work around it. You know, the fishing industry is changing because the warmer water that's coming north, the fish that are coming north now become the fish that they're fishing for. The whales are not coming the way they used to because of more people and more boats in the water. So things, not just climate change, but definitely new technologies and things happening in terms of, you know, 75 years from when Kent was there. So life changes.
The book is called North by Nuuk, Greenland After Rockwell Kent. And I've been talking with the author, the photographer, the adventurer, Dennis Devabaugh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.